Well, hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Hurts of the Month. This is part two, October 2018. There are so many good records that I'm going to get to in this hour. Going to get to the new record by Colter Wall. But before I do, I'm going to play a single. I don't play a lot of singles on the Hurts of the Month. However, there is a singer-songwriter named Zach Bradley. Zach, Z-A-K-K, Bradley. He's from my hometown, Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. And his new song is just fantastic. Now, he's working on a new record. It's going to come out in 2019. But this song is a real nice appetizer, you might say. It's called To the Country With You. On his label's website, it says that it's inspired by the likes of Glen Campbell and modern acts like Shaggy Graves, sure. And you might want to go check it out. It's on factotumco.ca. Yeah, Factotum is a label that puts out cassettes and oddities and lots of really interesting stuff. It's based here in Kamloops. And I'm excited about this new record that's coming out. But first, a song. Some new, Zach Bradley, on Hurtin' For Real.
Green monster hit me first. The amber demon quenched my thirst. I almost died on many occasions due to them evil persuasions. Blood in the sink for days. Mind lost in a haze. I almost died on many occasions due to them evil persuasions. What am I doing with myself? I left my life on that shelf. So there's only one thing I can do. Said there's only one thing I can do. Yeah, there's only one thing I can do. Head to the country with you. There is a God above, said the Father to his Son. I broke down and cried on many occasions due to them evil persuasions. The girls, they come and they go. Trees tumble and grow. Broke down and cried on many occasions due to this world's persuasion. What am I doing with myself? I left my life on that shelf. So there's only one thing I can do. Yeah, there's only one thing I can do. Said there's only one thing I can do. Head to the country with you.
Yeah, I told you that was good. That is Zach Bradley. He's from Kamloops, British Columbia. He's got a new song out. It's called To the Country With You. We just heard it. And he's working on his debut LP that's coming out next year. And judging by that song there, the whole album's going to be good. I would think so, yes. Just go to factotumco.ca or just Google Zach Bradley. I mean, you'll find the song. You can pick up the song. The album, you'll have to wait. But anyway, Zach Bradley, 2 K's, Z-A-K-K, Bradley. And it is one of the Hurts of the Month. Well, Coulter Wall. I kind of have my best of 2018 list, kind of all drafted. You know, come October, you can kind of tell what's going to be on the best of 2018 list, or the best of the year. Well, Coulter Wall came along and threw a wrench in my list. This is a fantastic record. First of all, Coulter Wall's voice is just amazing. It's a really distinct and beautiful voice. And the songs are wonderful. And by the way, this is country and western. This is a country song or a country album completely. And it's called Songs of the Plains. And that's what it is. I mean, it's songs that, sort of pay tribute to the prairies. But I can enjoy it too. No kidding. We're going to hear two, starting with Plain to See Plainsman. Some new Coulter Wall on Hurtin' for Real.
I cut through the Rockies like some unholy blade. The icy depths of the Pacific I have bathed. Wherever I wander, wherever I stray, the rustle wheat fields start calling my name, calling my name. Let me die in the country that I love the most. I'm a plain-to-see plainsman, and this I will boast. My heart, it lies far from the east or west coast. This plain-to-see plainsman is longing for home, longing for home. Well, the North folk are dandy, they don't mind the cold. The South has filled up both my belly and soul. I know when I'm gray and I know when I'm old. These bones will cry out for the place they were born, the place they were born. Let me die in country that I love the most. I'm a plain to see plainsman, and this I will boast. My heart, it lies far from the east or west coast. This plain to see plainsman is longing for home, longing for home. I met beautiful women, a pleasure to see. Road-bitten bikers and barefoot hippies. Junkies and saints on my travels I'd greet. Far too few a homesick young plainsmen like me. Plainsmen like me. Let me die in the country that I love the most. I'm a plain-to-see plainsman, and this I will boast. My heart, it lies far from the east or west coast. This plain-to-see plainsman is longing for home, longing for home. Well, it was way high up in the Siree Peaks where the yellow pines grow tall. Rusty Jigs and Sandy Sam had a round up camp last fall.
Hey.
They had their ponies and the running lions, a baby, a dog or two. And they allowed the grand every lop-eared calf to come within their view.
Yeah.
Well, many a lop-eared doggy, if he didn't hush up by day, had his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in the most artistic way. Then says Rusty Jigs to Sandy Sam as he throwed his seagull down, I'm tired of cowboyography and the figures all go to town.
Yes.
They starts her in at Kentucky bar, the head of the whiskey row. And they ends her of the depot house and 40 drinks below. And he winds her up and they turns around and they goes the other way. Tell you the Lord forsake the truth, them boys got drunk that day. Well, they was a heading back to camp in a pack in a mighty good load. Well, who should they meet but the devil himself come prancing down the road. And the devil, he says, you come and scat your mind and go hunt your hole. Scats come up from the house of rocks to gather in your soul. Says Rusty Jigs to the devil, though I know we're tight, no devil ever took no cowpunch without one kind of a fight.
So Rusty Jigs punched a hole in his rope, he swang it straight and true. He lapped it on to the devil's horns and he taken his dollies too. Now Sandy Sam was a reactor man with his gut line caught up neat. So he shakes her out and he builds him a loop and he lasts the devil's hind feet. Well, they stretch him out and they tail him down while the irons are getting hot. Well, they cropped and swallowed, forked his ears and they branded him up a lot. Well, they pruned him up, the dehorned saw tied knots in his tail for a joke. Then they rode off, left him there, necked up to a blackjack oak.
So if you're ever up to the Siree Peaks and you hear one hell of a wail, know it's that devil bellerin' around about them knots in his tail.
You'll know it's that devil bellerin' around about them knots in his tail.
Huh. Tying knots in the devil's tail. That is Colter Wall, yes, with a little help from Corb Lund and Blake Berglund. Yeah, you might have heard their voices in there. Well, you just did. The new record is just fantastic. It's got some covers like that one, but some wonderful originals as well. It is country and western, capital C, capital W. And yeah, it's one of the hurts of the month. It'll be one of the hurts of the year for sure. Yeah, if you have a chance to pick up this record, I'd do so. It's if you like country music, it's going to be one that stays with you. Well, Sarah Borges. I've liked her music for a long, long time. She is from Massachusetts. You might say her sound is country rock. You might say. She has a new album out. It's called Love's Middle Name. And, you know, it's really good. I'm going to play a couple of songs, starting with a song that was written by Brennan Lee. It's called Are You Still Taking Them Pills? I like this one. Some new. Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles on Hurtin' for Real.
Taking to the pharmacist, it's written on a stack of $20 bills. get high. Well, I've been clean for years, but to be completely honest, I still think about it all the time. Oh, wait, I think you don't remember how you knew me. I gotta say that you don't really see the same. Maybe you ought to hang it up, because the look upon your face, I think I don't remember.
Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles. Their new album is called Love's Middle Name. That song there, Headed Down, and I decided to make Borges' new record one of the hurts of the month. Well, hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' For Real, and there's an album that I really like. It's by the Stryker Brothers. Now, these guys are from Texas, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say who they really are. They're Cole and Flint. That's the name of them. Cole and Flint Stryker. And they might be pseudonyms for a couple of other guys. You might want to, well, you know what? You'll be able to tell. If you like Texas country music, You'll be able to tell who these guys are. By the way, Stryker, Stryker. And you'll be able to figure it out. Or just Google it, but I'm not telling. Here you go, something by the Stryker Brothers, a song called Charlie Duke Took Country Music to the Moon on Hurtin' for Real.
My name is Merle Haggard, and we want to dedicate this especially to Charlie Duke. He was the one who asked for the tape, and of course, the other two fellas are invited to listen. Unless you have separate compartments, maybe you can get away from it. And we hope you all get back safe.
When Charlie Duke was a little bitty baby, said, I want to be a pilot, and his daddy said, maybe if you work real hard and you never play the fool.
Next thing you know, he's in a T-38, flying up and down and all over the place, so they signed him up and they sent him off to astronaut school.
Now he was just a boy from the Palmetto State, who ended up in outer space, but he liked his music country, and that, friends, is pretty cool. Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. He blasted off and busted out those songs by Buck and Merle, Porter, Jerry, Chet and Dolly. Rode that rocket ship with Charlie, folks from Bakersfield to Raleigh sang with every tune. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon,
he did real good in his pilot role, so they sent him on up to Mission Control, and everybody said he's the best they'd ever seen.
Well, he was backup man on the flight that burned out, you know, the one they made the movie about, but he got his chance on Apollo 16. Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. He blasted off and busted out those songs by Buck and Merle, Porter, Jerry, Chet and Dolly. Rode that rocket ship with Charlie, folks from Bakersfield to Raleigh sang with every tune. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon.
Left a picture of his family and he took a moon rock, but he won't elaborate on the things that might have been.
Well, this space cowboy and country music maverick flew to the moon, and there you have it. It ain't happened since, and it's never gonna happen again. The day Charlie Duke took country music to the moon, he blasted off and busted out those songs by Buck and Merle, Porter, Jerry, Chet and Dolly. Rode that rocket ship with Charlie, folks from Bakersfield to Raleigh sang with every tune. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon. When Charlie Duke took country music to the moon.
My name is Merle Haggard. This is my band, The Strangers. And I hope that we will be able to do something you'll enjoy hearing on your way to the moon. And, of course, we hope that you come back. But we want you to leave this tape there, okay? We want this tape to be out of sight.
I have a message for Colonel Duke, too.
You have a message for Colonel Duke?
No.
Okay.
Colonel Duke, this is a message from your wife, Dorothy. She just wonders if you'd mind throwing down the car keys so she can take your two boys, Charles and Thomas, to the movies. Isn't that pitiful?
Oh, well. If them boys want to go to the movie, well, I just pitch them keys out and they'll get it.
They'd probably rather go to the moon, though.
What have you got to lose by stand one more night and giving me the chance to make it all right? If you walk out the door and never come back again, tell me just once more. What have you got to win? What have you got to win? When nights are long and cold, the walls are closing in, there's no one there to hold. To win by losing me. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. Even let you go. It's what you wanna do. Make sure before you leave, you look around again. Then ask yourself for me. What have you got to win? What have you got to win? When nights are long and cold, the walls are closing in, there's no one there to hold. Got to win by losing me. What have you got to win by losing me?
Ah, that's a pretty country song. It's called What Have You Got to Win? That's something new from the Stryker Brothers. They are from Texas. They are the alter egos of... Yes. But you can figure it out. They are called the Stryker Brothers. S-T-R-Y-K-E-R Brothers. They're from Texas. And that song there, yeah, like I say, What Have You Got to Win? Their new record is called Burn Band. And if you like the music of a certain pair of Texas singer-songwriters, you'll like this. Yeah, good stuff from the Stryker Brothers. Well, there's a woman named Christina Murray who I just discovered her new record. It's really good. It's called Southern Ambrosia. It's her second. And, I mean, this is... country music. I know some call it Americana. You know, some might even call it folk music. I don't know. But I call it country music. And her new record, like I say, is just fine. We're going to hear a song called Tell Me Darlin'. Something new from Christina Murray on Hurtin' For Real.
Are you really gonna leave me? just to prove my worth to you. Tell me, darling, is it over? What's his only heart to do? Just because
something new from Christina Murray. Her new record is called Southern Ambrosia. That song is called Made in America. And yes, that is one of the hurts of the month. Well, hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' For Real. Remember, if you ever want to go to my Twitter page, you can find lots of news about good country music there, news about my shows. You can contact me there, whatever you want, at Hurtin' For Real. Yes, Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, at Hurtin' For Real. And remember, all the shows that I do, archived on hurtinforreal.com. Listen to them when you want. Well, Blake Berglund. I'm a little bit, I always say I'm a little bit late to the dance on some albums. This one I am. It came out last year, and I should have played it last year. It's by Blake Berglund. Now, Blake, he is from Saskatchewan, Regina, Saskatchewan. He is a country music singer, absolutely, and he's just released last year his fifth record. It's called Realms. And, you know, part of it is kind of a spiritual record. It goes real deep. But part of it is just a good old-fashioned honky-tonk record. So, yeah, this isn't just your regular, you know, honky-tonk record. It's a little deeper. I like it. We're going to hear a song called Moose Mountain. It's the first of two from Blake Berglund on Hurtin' For Real.
Moose Mountain's at sundown, alfalfa and clover leaf, I wade into a drink hole, water to the bottom of my hand, cut leather-bound stirrups as the sun dips, a melancholy chill on Montgomery Creek, my last dip of red man, my first real herd of the evening.
And a twist one tighter than the cinch on my saddle, it'll take to an evening ride. I got a 13-year-old Palomino mirror with a need for a contact high. And if the marijuana makes me miss them, then my saddle horse makes it right. I tell her tales about the women of the winter and the lost loves in my life.
Had to learn the hard way. I'm always rushing back into love, but chasing on another. That I kept as a backup plan, just to cover up the trails of the last one. Oh, but my age has helped me see that I should take a winner and spend a little time on me.
And I twist one tighter than the cinch on my saddle, it'll take to an evening ride. I got a 13-year-old Palomino mare with a need for a contact high. And if the marijuana makes me miss them, then my saddle horse makes it right.
I tell her tales about the women of the winter and the lost loves in my life. Moose Mountain's at sundown, alfalfa and clover leaf, I wade into a drink hole.
And a twist one tighter than the cinch on my saddle, it'll take to an evening ride. I got a 13-year-old Palomino mare with a need for a contact high. And if the marijuana makes me miss them, then my saddle horse makes it right.
Yeah, tell them tales about the women of the winter and the lost loves in my life. Missing kids in aeroplanes, anxiety in hurricane, locusts swarm across the plains like we said they would. Whales litter in the beach, needles wash up on the streets, and you can make love to the computer screen for $6.99 a month. It's just a trip straight to the grave from the day of our birth. I wouldn't wish my enemy this crooked old earth. Alcohol and broken homes, the illusions of what we own. We used up all the dinosaur bones and cars that we can't fix. At the altar of the TV stand, puppets live in government. Well, country sucks, and Buddy Holly's dead. May the Starman cross quick. It's just a trip straight to the grave from the day of our birth. I wouldn't wish my enemy this crooked old earth. Still just spins the same. I'll wait it out in another round until something has changed. Banker broke, kind of cruel, innocent or black and blue. In the end, she comes for you. Wishes a trip straight to the grave from the day of our birth. I wouldn't wish my enemy to this crooked old earth. Wouldn't wish my enemy to this crooked old earth. I wouldn't wish my enemy to this crooked old earth.
Yes, indeed. That is Blake Berglund. He's from Saskatchewan. That's his most recent record. It's called Realms. Yes, R-E-A-L-M-S, Realms. And that there, song called Crooked Old Earth. And yeah, that's actually the second time I played Berglund on my show today. Yes, he helped out on one of the Colter Wall songs. You can go back and hear his voice if you want. Anyways, good stuff there. New stuff from Blake Berglund. Actually, that's about a year old, yeah. But, yeah, looking forward to new stuff from Blake Berglund. He is one of Canada's finest. Well, a new record from Jamie Lynn Wilson. Yeah, that's cause for celebration. It's called Jumping Over Rocks. It's only her second full-length solo record. Yeah, it seems like she's put out more. She's been around for a while, putting out wonderful music with the Gougers and the Trishas. But yeah, Jumping Over Rocks is her second. And we're going to hear a song called Eyes For You. Yeah, I think you'll like this. Something new from Jamie Lynn Wilson on Hurtin' For Real.
Your eyes on one, drop her dead on the floor. You're handsome and charming, it's almost alarming. Surely a waste of time. Hey, look at me now, do you see what you did? You went and you found all the things
Mercy and grace. You know where I
Jamie Lynn Wilson. She's from Texas. Her new record is called Jumping Over Rocks, and that one there, Faithful and True. Yeah, so much good stuff coming out lately. I know it slows down usually at the end of the year, but yeah, it's been going full speed all the way through October, so we're living in a good time if you like good country music. Yeah, a lot of people say, you like country to me? And I say, oh, don't confuse me for the fans of, you know, the commercial country and bro country stuff. No, no. There's good country out there. Jamie Lynn Wilson proves it. Well, that is it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real. I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. Gonna do all wild songs next week. I found a whole bunch of songs that have wild in the title, and I thought, why not build a show around it? So that'll come up next week on Hurtin' for Real. You know, I did promise you some Patrick Stewart, didn't I? You know what? I ran out of time. Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll play it next month on the Hurts of the Month. Yes, Patrick Stewart is a cowboy singer. It's true. Yes, the Patrick Stewart. Anyways, I'll have to save that for next month. That'll give you a reason to come back in a month's time. Or hell, just stop by next week. You can stop by any time, really. HurtinForReal.com. All of the shows are archived there. Remember, you can check out my Twitter page, at HurtinForReal. And, yeah, that's about it. I don't have much else to tell you. Just thanks for stopping by. I love sharing some wonderful country music with you, and I'll be doing it for a long time. So that's it for me. Like I say, my name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.